There are places in our lives that now are only memories. Over the past few months, we've asked you to tell us about some of the places that were important to you but no longer exist. San Antonio, Texas is famous for the Alamo, but you may not have heard about another city landmark. In today's installment of our series, Place and Memory, producer Shay Shackelford went to Texas to find Taco Land.
If you follow the San Antonio River north, past the Alamo, into an industrial area that once housed the old Pearl Brewery, you'll come to a cinder block building with an ancient live oak. The building's vacant now, but this was once the loudly beating heart of San Antonio's underground music scene. This was Taco Land.
There's a place, San Antonio, where I can go. Nah, I feel alone!
Taco Land, it's a fantasy.
Long before the Dead Milkmen ever wrote this song about it, Taco Land was just an after-work beer joint. Shift workers from the Pearl Brewery and folks from the neighborhood were shooting pool and drinking cheap, cold beer. But around 1980, a young cowpunk band called the Hickoids play what many believe was the first underground punk show at Taco Land.
What's the matter, little feller? Ain't you never seen a cross-dresser before?
Part of the punk ideal was finding authenticity, and this place was unpolished enough and foreign enough to these kids to fit that bill. Not to mention, it was full of cold beer.
Well, he's queen of the barbecue. He looks much better dressed than you. Well.
The Hickoids weren't the only ones who found something new that night. Taco Land's owner was Ramiro Ayala, or Ram, as everybody called him. And after running that bar for 15 years, he connected with something about the freedom those kids were trying to find, and their recklessness. He opened the door to anyone who wanted to play.
Taco Land, what? ¿Qué pasó, Daddy? Hey, dude, you're for the 23rd.
Taco Land quickly became a sanctuary for all the bands in San Antonio that didn't fit in anywhere else, and Ram became their patron saint.
Oh, hey, I'm Belle Sayoa, and I was a longtime customer, friend, and music lover over at Taco Land. He allowed that music to be here, which was more underground, punk, you know, surfer or rockabilly, everything that most of the clubs wouldn't allow.
Ram's original customers didn't necessarily see it the same way when these kids and their band started coming in, dressing weird and playing really, really loud music. Jeff Smith is with the Hickoids.
They say, well, what the hell are you doing bringing these bands in here? And he goes, hey man, they're here to rock and roll, and if you don't like it, you can go sit outside or you can go somewhere else.
Some regulars left, some stayed, and the bands kept coming. Ram treated everyone the same, which meant occasionally yelling and kicking you out if you didn't follow Taco Land's golden rule. Basically, don't be mean to anybody and have a great time.
I want to meet you in the morning at my favorite taco stand. I get some migas, huevos rancheros. I want to be your San Antonio man.
Taco Land became one of those bars where people who would never otherwise know each other became friends. Phil Luna was in a band whose name I can't say here, but let's call them the Poop City Dream Girls.
If you wanted to hear the band, you open the front door, you're immediately being pushed out by the crowd on the inside.
Two, three, cuatro.
You'd fight your way to the bar, and you just didn't care. You knew everybody that you rubbed into, so it was just a hug to the right and a hug to the left and a butt smack and a kiss and a take a shot of this. And I don't remember the paneling or the posters. I remember nakedness and then seeing things very close up and in a very blurry way, you know.
Yeah. Half of going to Taco Land was going to see Ram. He had tons of sayings, and everyone there latched onto them. Like when bands were playing, he'd yell,
"One more time for the March of Dimes!"
Ram was definitely a cool cat.
Santiago Garcia is a San Antonio poet.
He seemed to me a little bit Pachuco-inspired. He had the hint of a slick-backed hairdo. He wore dark shades at all times. He had this little mustache. He was an iconic man.
Ram's favorite expression can't be repeated on the radio.
I think the nice way you can say that is, "Turn it up, wussy." I think he was just telling you to take it to another level. He was a very funny guy, and I think he was just picking on you, trying to hit the chip on your shoulder or make you loosen up. If you went in there and you took that as a criticism, you didn't get it.
Ram said it best at a 1996 documentary about Taco Land.
Hey, we enjoy ourselves. We play, we drink together, you know. We might not make no money, but hey, man, we have a good time. You came by good time. I don't care where you just came by. I mean, the good time is here.
All right, here we go.
Taco Land gained an underground notoriety. National acts like Yola Tango and the Minutemen would book shows there. But the heart of Taco Land was always local music and a family of loyal customers. There were a series of people who formally and informally worked there over the years, who Ram had taken under his wing. Denise Kogert was one of those folks. She worked for Ram for 5 years. She was there the night that everything ended at Taco Land. She was coming from the back when she saw two guys talking with Ram at the bar.
I heard Ram's last words. I don't know if I can say those or not right now. You know, F you. And then boom, the guy shot him.
The two men robbed the bar, shooting Denise and another coworker before they left.
You know, the jukebox is blaring, playing like Mexican music real loud. There's the smell of gunfire in. There's blood everywhere, money all over the floor. And then I kind of dragged myself around to Ram, and he was laying there. He looked perfectly handsome. He wasn't moving, but his sunglasses were askew. And I put them back on his face for him. I've seen a lot of things in my life, and I've known a lot of different type of people. But never in my wildest dreams could I see anyone hurting a person like Ram.
Ram Ayala died that night. He was 72, and he'd been running Taco Land for 40 years. After the shooting, Taco Land never reopened. It's been 4 years, and the building is still there, like a shrine or a ruins. Eric Sandin from the band Buttercup still goes by every so often.
It's weird because in the heyday, it was much bigger than it is now. It's shrunk since. I don't know if this happens to other spaces, but especially you've got like such a strong personality like Ram. And then that soul leaves. It just leaves a big space.
Taco Land was a movie. It had a beginning and it had an end. It had a soundtrack and it had a crazy storyline that went in and out of everybody's lives. I'm not sure it really happened. No. I wish there was a piece that I could share with my kids or I could share with future bandmates. No way, man.
There's a place in San Antonio where I can go. Nah, I feel alone.
We heard from Phil Luna, Bell Soyoa, Jeff Smith, Santiago Garcia, Eric Sandin, Denise Koger, and several San Antonio bands. Archival tape of Ramiro Ayala was provided by Laura Escamilla Forat. Since we announced this series, many of our listeners have shared hundreds of memories at placeandmemory.org. Take a minute to visit and share your own stories. Place and Memory is produced by Shay Shackelford and Jennifer Deer of Big Shed Audio. It's part of Maker's Quest, a project of AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. To learn more, go to npr.org/quest. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.